From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. And this week's VIP is actor and director John Turturro. So coming up, we'll talk to John about his new film, Fading Gigolo. But first, let's welcome a man who puts the gig in gigolo, Mr. Jonathan Coulton.
Hello, everybody. I have no idea what that means, but I'm very flattered. Thank you.
You make it fun. You make it fun.
Thanks.
Our first game is called Awe-Inspiring. And here to play, we have Seth Bison Hirsch and Kat Thek. Welcome, Seth, Kat. Can you share with us one awe-inspiring moment from your life, Kat?
Well, recently I've taken up pet portraiture because I'm an adult.
Pet portraiture?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh my God, I love you so much right now. Okay, let's talk about this in depth.
Yeah, let's get into it. So I have a lot of clients, but there's really just the one that I prefer the most, which is my cat. So they're all of her. So it's just a lot of me painting my cat. And,
Wait a second, you're painting. For some reason, I thought it was photography, but this is intense. Okay.
Yeah. And I came home one day, and my cat, Darjeeling, was sitting on a...
This is all made up, right? This is all made up?
My therapist swears it all happened. So she was sitting on my chair, and it looked like she had been doing a self-portrait.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that was aw. That is a big, big aw. Seth? What do you got? You better be painting something gorgeous.
No painting, but writing songs. So it's
all right.
I'm using my hands. The first song I ever wrote was for my mom for her birthday when I was younger. It was called "I Love My Mom." See, it got Oz right now. And that is also when I learned that you can write songs for people and not have to buy them gifts.
So it
has saved me a lot of money over the years.
Yeah. No, I recognize that cheapness a mile away. I wouldn't accept it for one second. So the internet has given us even more reasons to say aw with videos of cute animals, Kat, right? Like my favorite are the interspecies cuddling that animals do. I love that. So for this game, all of the answers will contain an aw sound. And regardless of their cuteness, you must pronounce them as if you are watching a video of a baby corgi hugging a stuffed animal of a baby corgi. And that does exist. We will tweet out the link. Don't you worry. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung, for an example.
So if we said it's a place where high school assemblies are held, you would say, aw, auditorium.
Aw.
Aw. Right, it's half aw and half, oh. So give us your best aw sound if you want the point. Otherwise, nope, no point. Got it? And the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Let's do it. It's the Texas city that hosts the South by Southwest Music Festival. Seth.
Austin.
Yes. That was sort of a dentist-like aw. But I liked how forward it was.
Thank you.
I could see you doing the Keep Austin Adorable slogans. He's twice shared top movie billing with Owen Wilson, once as an adult intern and once as a wedding crasher. Seth.
Vince Vaughn. Is it better that time?
Yeah, I feel like that's, you made it sound like Vince Vaughn's career is still sliding downhill. But I liked it. It's going to work. This crustacean might be found in a traditional Louisiana gumbo. Cat.
Crawfish.
Crawfish is correct. Did you hear the gentleness in that set? Did you hear the gentleness?
I'll work on it.
She plays April Ludgate on NBC's Parks and Recreation. Oh, that you guys both went crazy for that, Kat.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yes, Aubrey Plaza. This cult classic and sequel to Night of the Living Dead primarily takes place inside of a shopping mall during the zombie apocalypse. Oh, Wow, we found a hole in both of their knowledge base. No?
It's not the night.
Cat.
Day.
That was a very good try, Cat. I admire the attempt.
Aubrey Plaza.
Let's see, anyone out there?
Dawn.
Yes, that was very good. Dawn of the Dead, yes. This is your last question. The title of one of President Obama's memoirs, named after a line from his 2004 Democratic Convention speech. Seth.
The Audacity of Hope.
Exactly.
That one I've read.
Yes. You kind of said it like I would expect a Republican to say it, which was good. All right, Art, how did our contestants do?
Both contestants did awesome, but Seth is our winner.
Congratulations. Seth, we will see you again at the end of the show.